The bear was a tiny male, 9 pounds in all. It was reportedly being chased by some dogs, so Jay Bitney picked him up to try to keep him safe. Bitney had been in the area for work, crushing gravel. On June the 3rd, he contacted the Alaska State Troopers, who then sent out a wildlife enforcement officer to the village. Unfortunately, it was soon learned that the bear had to be euthanized. Bear cubs are not desired by most zoos, according to Philip Perry, area management biologist for the state. He found that out after checking with their headquarters in Juneau that works with zoos and other animal facilities for possible placements of wild animals.
At that point, we're told, you know, there's not any zoos in the U.S. that are requesting a single brown bear cub that was a male.
Perry says that's in part because it takes a lot of work and funding to keep a brown bear in captivity, which can live up to 25 years old.
A little cub's pretty cute, but they're going to rapidly grow up, and they need a pretty secure cage, and they need a way to feed them. It's a big commitment.
Even though this cub was just 9 pounds, he was born in the wintertime in a den where he stayed with his mother until spring. It's unknown what happened to his mother as she wasn't seen in this case. Perry says in all cases, it's best for people to play it safe if they ever do come across bear cubs or even baby moose this time of year and ask the important question.
Uh-oh, where's mom?
Perry says this time of year, the mom is usually nearby.
Mom's going to be very defensive. So most people's instinct at that point is, you know, to back away. You don't want to run away, but you want to slowly and deliberately leave the area.
In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.